Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Veterans Affairs Service Officer Sue Rich about a series of meet and greets her office is hosting over the next week throughout Washington County. Washington County Veterans Affairs is going to be holding some public events this June. Would you like to share a little bit about that?
Yes, we're having in the smaller towns in Washington County a free coffee and a sweet treat meet and greet for our Washington County veterans. They'll be held at the Ainsworth Fire Station, Brighton City Hall, Crawfordsville American Legion, Kelowna First Responders Room, Riverside City Hall, and Wellman Fire Station. And the dates of those are June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and the next week is 7th, 8th, and 9th. Those are from 8:30 to 10. We're just wanting to reach out to all of our veterans to meet them, see if there's anything that they are needing from us that we're not aware of, and just to basically introduce ourselves. We've been here for a long time, but there are still a lot of veterans who don't know that our services exist.
Who kind of makes up the Veterans Affairs Office there in Washington County, and who will be there at the meetings?
It's myself. I'm a county veteran service officer for Washington County, and then I have an assistant, Cindy Anderson. She'll be holding down the fort here while we're out at these meet and greets. And then my commissioners are Terry Phillips, Jeff Johnston, and Carrie Rich. And I don't know if they'll all three be at all of them, but there will be representatives from the commission at all of the events.
Do you think these meet and greets might possibly become an annual occasion?
We would like to do more of this outreach sort of thing. I know when we posted it on our Facebook page, we had a comment about, yeah, great, it's during work hours. Well, you know, it's the first time we've done it, so we're doing it in the morning this time. Hopefully we can do it, you know, in an evening or on a weekend next year to catch those veterans who, you know, are still working and can't make it to, you know, an early morning type get together.
Would you like to share a bit about, you know, an overview of what the service is and,
sure,
you know, what the role is of Veterans Affairs?
Yes. On a county level, like I said, we assist with rent, utilities, groceries, limited medical, burial. There is eligibility criteria that a veteran or his family needs to meet for those programs. Very little county assistance is done anymore. We have a budget for that, of course, and we can help those who might be in need. But our main goal is to make sure that our veterans and surviving spouses are receiving the federal VA benefits that they may be entitled to. VA pension is a VA benefit that's based on income. So if you fall below a certain amount of income, it can help get your income up. That is also something that we look at when veterans or their spouses are in a nursing home. It's called pension with aid in attendance. And your medical expenses can be used to lower the income to see if there's eligibility for VA benefits for that. Majority of what I do are service-connected compensation, which is a VA disability for a veteran who has an injury or an illness during their service time. Vietnam veterans are a good one to point out because there's a lot of presumptives that Vietnam veterans now have as far as illnesses due to exposure to Agent Orange. So a lot of our Vietnam veterans receive some sort of compensation for heart disease, type 2 diabetes. There's several other presumptive illnesses that they can get compensated for. And if they would happen to die from those service-connected injuries or illnesses, then the spouse is eligible for continued benefits.
Can you share just how large the client base, shall we say, of people that you work with in Washington County?
What I have here, and of course I don't have a list of every veteran in the county, but on my roster sheets that we get from the state every month, there's like 1,400 veterans in Washington County that are receiving some sort of benefit from the VA. Last year in 2019, actually 2019 was not last year, it was the year before, and there was $5,523,000 in VA benefits that came into Washington County veterans. So So, you know, I like to think that that money is being spent in Washington County. But yeah, that's a sizable amount of money that our veterans are receiving.
To wrap things up, would you like to remind listeners when and where these meet and greets will be happening?
Yeah, they're 8:30 to 10, June 2nd at the Ainsworth Fire Station, June 3rd at Brighton City Hall, June 4th at the Crawfordsville American Legion, June 7th at the Kelowna First Responder Room, June 8th at the Riverside City Hall, and June 9th at the Wellman Fire Station. And we'll have coffee and sweet treats. We've gotten a hold of local bakeries that we're using from all of those different communities. So we're supporting them in doing our event. And I believe we got some really tasty treats coming.
Well, I don't doubt you there. That was today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Veterans Affairs Service Officer Sue Rich about a series of meet and greets her office is hosting over the next week throughout Washington County. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.